Good morning and welcome to the podcast. Today it is the 30th day of March 2021. It's a beautiful morning. Sun is shining. It's just a good day. So we're moving forward towards Resurrection Sunday, which is coming up this Sunday. So we're going to be spending some time talking about Jesus some more today, worshiping him, praising him for what he did for us that last week of his life. And how that applies to us, okay? Just got a good word to share with you today. First of all, I just want to thank the Lord. I want to thank him for all that he is doing for us and all that he is releasing over us. And there's more. There's just so much more coming. And we'll get into that in a little bit. But definitely start out with thanking God. I love fun facts, okay? So I just want to start out this because this rocks me. If you look at the Gospels, there are 89 total chapters in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And 34 of those chapters are written about the last week of Jesus's life. You know, when he rode into Jerusalem on that donkey and fulfilled everything for that week, and he was betrayed and hung on the cross and died and rose from the dead. 38% of the Gospels are devoted to that part of Jesus's life. And so Matthew, 28 chapters, he rode in to Jerusalem on chapter 21. Mark has 16 chapters. He entered Jerusalem in chapter 11. Luke, which has 24 chapters, Jesus came into Jerusalem on that donkey in chapter 13. So nearly half of the book of Luke is devoted to the last week of Jesus's life. John has 21 chapters, and on chapter 12, he came into Jerusalem. So again, almost one half of the book of John is devoted to the last week of Jesus's life. It is the cornerstone of our faith and what Jesus did for us. Everything is built upon that. I kind of have this sense that, you know, Father was just watching intently, because from all of creation, before the world was ever formed, Father God knew that this week of Jesus's life and what he did on the cross and that resurrection from the dead, it would change history past, it would change history future. Everything comes down to this central fact that the Lamb of God died for the sins of the world. Jesus told us in communion, you know, take, eat, this is my body, drink, this is my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. And if there was that much power in what Jesus did on the cross and through his resurrection to change all of humanity, all of creation, then how much power is still there when we remember what he has done for us? There is a resurrection, life, and power in the message of the gospel for us every time. Every time we go back to that place. There's a great new song out by Mercy Me. It says, "Say I won't." It's like, say I won't come out of that grave. That resurrection power and life is there. So transformation and change. Again, I'm just so thankful for what God is doing and what he is bringing. I want to go, I don't know if anyone is feeling that sense of rejection. I did hit on that today from Isaiah chapter 53, where it says that Jesus was rejected, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And the Son of God experienced a temporary rejection from the Father so that we never would. Okay. He experienced rejection so that the Father God would never reject us. This is what it says in John 6:37. Jesus said, those the Father has given to me will come to me, and I will never reject them. In the New King James Version, it says, all that the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me, I will by no means cast out. So Jesus, with his arms stretched out wide on the cross, makes this promise that it doesn't matter what we've done, it doesn't matter what we've been through, there is no one that he will reject if they will come to him. So he will not turn anyone away. I was also hearing just the word undeserving you know, feeling like you're undeserving of what God wants to give you, whether it's, you know, salvation through the name of Jesus or whether it's coming into this next level of your Christian faith. And I just want to tell you that none of us deserve it. Okay, I mean, all have sinned, all fall short of the glory. The only one who ever deserved it was Jesus for living the perfect life without sin and doing everything that the Father told him to do. He did not fail in one thing that the Father spoke to him. That's amazing. He fulfilled all the law and he fully completed the Father's will. Jesus is the only one who deserved that grace, that mercy, that blessing, that honor, that royalty. He's the only one who deserved it. But instead, he went to the cross and took what we deserved. I mean, we deserved hell. We deserved the punishment. We deserved the wrath of God. But Jesus took that for us, and there was this great exchange at the cross where he took what we deserved and he gave us what he deserved. And that's the grace, the mercy, the love of God for us. It says in 1 Peter 2:24, he himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree or the cross, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes we are healed. So we get righteousness in the exchange. We get the righteousness of Jesus Christ. One of the songs said, leave your past at the door. And, you know, talking about how God forgives our sins. We come into him and God does not remember our sins anymore. And that's how powerful the blood of Jesus is to cleanse us and to free us from all sins, never to be remembered again. This is the transformation, the new life that we have in Christ Jesus. What a good gift. What evidence of the goodness of God. And when this song played by Josh Baldwin today, evidence of his goodness. I mean, it's just like worship pouring out. We have so much of his hand in our life. We've seen everything that he's brought us through, but I am sensing right now another level of the goodness of God is being released before we have ever seen it. But we have the evidence of it because we have his presence. I mean, I've run into this so many times. It's like a delivery truck pulls up in the driveway and you know that there is something in that truck. We just haven't seen what it is yet, but we have the evidence because the delivery truck is there. And I have this sense again that God is doing this. He is releasing new levels of freedom, new levels of his goodness. Maybe it's prosperity. Maybe it's gifts of the Spirit. Maybe it's new things in ministry. Maybe it's more souls that we're going to lead to Jesus. Maybe it's more opportunities to lay hands on the sick and see them healed and recover. Maybe we're going to be laying hands on people and bringing more inner healing and deliverance to them. So God, I believe, in his goodness, is releasing even more upon us right now, even before we've seen it come to pass. You know, once God adds something to our life, it's irrevocable. You know, that's what Scripture says. The gifts and the callings of God are irrevocable. Once he releases them, it's without repentance. He doesn't change on that. And so I just absolutely love that when God gives something to us, it's there. It is permanent. Matthew 6:33 came up, and that's where Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. You know, man, there's nothing that compares with the righteousness of God in our life. And if we will seek that above all other things, when God adds stuff to our life, all these things will be added unto you. There's nothing else in all of life that compares to what God can add to us. So, when God changes us, you know, when he gives us fresh revelation of what he's doing, he gives us a fresh revelation of his goodness or his character or what he is bringing into our life. We know that if God is for us, who can be against us, right? I mean, there is nothing that can stop the power of our God when he releases that fresh work over our life, that fresh anointing, that fresh filling of the Holy Spirit, that endowment of the gift, and you know, whatever he has laid his hand on our head and declared over our life. And that changes the way we act too, because we know that his presence is there and that that evidence is there. It we live with this expectation and hope. And it gives us the power to love no matter what comes against us, because we know that God is for us. And, you know, I was thinking about David standing before Goliath, you know, just the confidence of knowing that God is with him, knowing that when he slung that stone at the giant's head, that it was going to fall, he was going to fall down flat, you know, that all of the promises of God were at his back. And this passage of scripture, this verse in Philippians 1:28. Man, I love this. It says, not in any way terrified by your adversaries, which is to them proof of perdition, their destruction, but to you of salvation, and that from God. When you can face your battle, your Goliath, your giant, your circumstance, not terrified. In other words, you stand in that place confidently. You stand in that place in the love of God or in the joy of God, not being moved by the circumstance. It is evidence to your enemy that he's dead. It's evidence of your victory. And I just feel like the Lord is saying this afresh, you know, stand in that place fully armed with the armor of light, fully confident that what God has promised, he is able to fulfill, knowing that God is for us, who can be against us? Okay. And like Jesus said in John chapter 15 about abiding in that place of the Father's love, it is evidence that your enemy is destroyed and that you have the victory. So God just wants to refresh us in that right now. We've got so many good things that have been released over us. We can stand in that place, abiding in the joy and the love of God, facing whatever circumstance it is. Yeah, just worshiping him. Not moved. Yeah, not moved by what you see, because you've heard from God. You've sensed his hand upon you. Okay. You stand in that confidence, okay? And that mountain has to move when you tell it to go, amen? So God is, he's coming through in mighty ways right now. So I just want to encourage you with that. We're not going to be disappointed. God's going to do some great things. So God bless you today. Hope you're encouraged, and until next time.